Let's get the latest now on the big story in Washington. Attorney General Jeff Sessions stepped aside Thursday from taking any role in the federal investigations into Russian interference in the U.S. election and whether Trump officials may have had improper contacts with the Russians. Sessions earlier had said he had not had contact with Russian officials. He said yesterday, yes, he did have two encounters, including a meeting last year in his office with Russia's ambassador to the U.S., Sergei Kislyak. But Sessions said that meeting was all about his work as a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee.
Let me be clear. I never had meetings with Russian operatives or Russian intermediaries about the Trump campaign.
Washington Post reporter Adam Entus broke the story. He joins us now from Washington via Skype. And Adam, Jeff Sessions yesterday, when asked what he talked about with the Russian ambassador, said, quote, "I don't recall, but most of these ambassadors are pretty gossipy." What do you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, basically, I think what he's describing there was, you know, a series of meetings that he had in addition to Ambassador Kislyak in the course of 2016 with ambassadors from many other countries. And those ambassadors, you know, were obviously following very closely the presidential campaign and less so the work of the Armed Services Committee on which Sessions sits. And so from talking to diplomats who helped arrange some of those meetings for those other ambassadors, not including Kislyak, they said that the ambassadors were mainly interested in picking Sessions' brain on how a future potential Trump administration would posture itself towards the country that they represent. And so they were less interested in the day-to-day work of Sessions on the Armed Services Committee, but instead in his perspective on what kind of policies a Trump White House would pursue.
That's interesting and new. So ambassadors you've talked to, other ambassadors who met with Sessions said, basically, of course, we were talking about the campaign and about Donald Trump, not about the Armed Services Committee.
Yeah, I think it's less about the campaign per se. They were not interested in knowing what rally would be held tomorrow or the next day. They were interested in trying to get at the policies that the future potential administration would pursue. For example, the Japanese ambassador was interested in finding out how Trump saw the relationship with Japan if he won the presidency. Same thing for the Ukrainian ambassador. This was mainly a chance for them to try to pick up a bit of rumen, if you will, some gossip, maybe get a few details that they can then write in a cable and send back to their capitals to inform the leadership of their country where this potential future White House is heading with regard to where that country is postured.
Adam, what, if anything, do we know about these investigations into Russian meddling in the election, where they stand, who's being investigated, what?
Yeah, I mean, it's extremely hard to get any concrete information on that. You know, we do know that there's a counterintelligence investigation that is being done by the FBI. Counterintelligence investigations are famously closely held. You know, the White House is not supposed to receive any information about it, especially if it concerns members of the White House. They might get some information about some of the intelligence that is collected, which is part of the reason why what happened to the National Security, former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, came out, because you know, the FBI was eavesdropping on Kislyak, the Russian ambassador, and had intercepted a phone call in which Flynn was a participant. What you need to understand about your audience needs to understand about how this works is the FBI and the NSA are targeting the foreign officials, foreign ambassadors, including Kislyak in this case. And these ambassadors, they have meetings with American officials. And typically, if they're good at their jobs, they will send a report home, which the NSA may or may not intercept, which provides some measure of you know, insight into what those meetings were about.
Adam, in the case of both Jeff Sessions and the now resigned National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, we have a pattern of evasive answers, don't we?
We do. I mean, in the case of Flynn, we had public statements by the vice president that turned out not to be accurate. And in the case of Sessions, you know, he had basically two opportunities to disclose his meetings with Kislyak, and he did not. And so, you know, this raises questions as to why. Why not just come clean about this when asked about it, either under oath or in a public forum? and it remains a question mark. And we don't really know where what other meetings might have taken place as well.
And we should say we've learned that at least two more Trump campaign officials also met with the Russian ambassador. Washington Post national security reporter Adam Entus. Adam, thank you so much.
A pleasure. Thank you.